I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our weekly yearly cycle updates, where today we're talking about clear to hear. We're in a time of year right now where we're in what's called the 10 days of awe. These are the 10 days that lead up to the Day of Atonement. And this is a time of year. This time of year is a reminder for us to be taking action, to be clearing out all of those things that we know to do, maybe those things that have been piling up on the inside. And as we do that, one of the greatest things that happens is you begin to just take action on the things that you know to do consistently, where there's nothing on the inside piling up in there. It gets you to this place where you are very, very clear to hear, and you can hear more and more clearly from God. So we're going to get started with prayer, and then we'll dive into this a little bit more. We're going to pray this prayer that the Apostle Paul prays from Ephesians chapter 3, starting in verse 16, I believe. But Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this time here together. I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I just thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. And we pray this prayer from Ephesians 3, Lord, that you, God, out of your glorious riches, would strengthen us with power through your Spirit in our inner beings, so that Christ would dwell in our hearts through faith. And I pray that we would be rooted and established in love, and we would have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that we would be filled to the measure of all the fullness of you, God. Now to you, God, who's able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to your power that is at work within us, to you be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. So, clear to hear. These 10 days of awe right now. We had the Feast of Trumpets a few days ago, which was Rosh Hashanah in the Jewish culture. And that starts this period of time called the 10 days of awe. Think of awe as the fear of the Lord. I think it's the Amplified Bible defines the fear of the Lord as reverent awe or reverent submission to God. Just this heart positioning where we're seeking to please and to honor God out of reverence and awe for him. And out of that reverence and awe, we take action on the things that we know to do. We walk in, we call it obedience, walking in that obedience, doing the things that we know to do. Because in the Jewish culture, on the Day of Atonement, which is coming up this year in 2021, it's coming up starting the evening of the September 15th through the evening of September 16th. That was considered the holiest day of the year in the Jewish culture because it was the one day of the year when the high priest could go into the Holy of Holies and make atonement for the sins for the people for the year. And this Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur for us, is a reminder that Jesus is our high priest. He suffered as a man. He went through trials and temptations. And this time of the year, we may be experiencing some trials, some temptations, some pressures of life. And he can navigate us through those trials and temptations of life and lead us into the other side successfully. And just praising him and thanking him and looking to him when the pressure is on us, learning to roll that pressure over to him and saying, I need your help in this. But it's this time of the year. In the Jewish culture, these 10 days of awe, they would take a lot of steps to get everything righted. This is a time of year to be forgiving, to be reconciling relationships. Now, these are things we should be doing all the time, but we have an annual reminder for it just in case we ever get off track as well. It's a reminder to be taking action, reconciling, forgiving, executing the things that you know to do. And sometimes these things begin to pile up on the inside of us for whatever reasons. We procrastinate. Maybe they look scary. Maybe it takes some courage to forgive or to reconcile. Maybe God is prompting a step on the inside of you, but it looks big and overwhelming, maybe impossible for you to do. And it's going to take some courage and some faith to step forward in. Maybe there's some things that you know to do, but you feel powerless to be able to do them. Like I've tried and tried to stop this habit or to start this new habit, to start exercising, eating better, being more present. I've tried to do these things. And in my own strength, I'm just struggling to get these patterns to stick in my life. This is a time of year when God's grace begins to flow through us. You may experience some bad patterns just falling off of you and some new good patterns getting in place if we start to take action doing the things that we know to do. And the goal is, as you clear those things out, oftentimes these things that we have on the inside piling up, it's almost like they're blocking our ability to hear clearly. We want to get to this Day of Atonement. We have a clean conscience. We're on track. We've done everything we know to do. We're at least turned around. We're moving in the right direction in some areas. And that gets us to this positioning where we are clear to hear.